Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here on OMF. Time for us to sit down and talk with the coach, Bill Belichick, brought to you by Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health, McFarlane Energy, Fraser Engineering, great people doing great work, and by your Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers. Good to see you, Bill.
Glenn, Christian,
coach,
Lou, how are we doing?
See you. Good. As usual.
So here we are again at the old Super Bowl, huh? Seems to be a nice habit every single year. How different is this game in the week leading up to it as opposed to a regular game? I know it's all football, but this one you've got other obligations. You've got timeouts are a little bit longer. Halftime's a little bit longer. Do you treat it any differently?
Well, we talk about all those things. Yeah, certainly having the the families at the game and the all the events surrounding the game, the longer media sessions, et cetera, all those things. And the actual game itself, the hype.
Hype.
that goes with the game and all that. Look, it's a privilege to be in the game, and this is what we work hard for to be here. So, we can deal with whatever the circumstances and conditions are. But they're a little bit different, sure.
You know, I know that just you don't like the distractions, but this being the Super Bowl, being the way it is, you mentioned, do you kind of allow yourself to, I guess, put up with it a little bit more than usual based on the fact that it is a Super Bowl, or is it still just, more of a nuisance than anything?
Well, we try to, certainly we accommodate all the things that we have to accommodate, whether they're Super Bowl events or family events and things like that, and logistics to come with it. It's all part of it. It's the same for every team, and it's a great thing. It's a great privilege to be in this game, and so we embrace that part of it, but we know what we're here for, and that's to focus and prepare for the game. I think having the extra time is, good because there are a lot of other things going on, the arrangements, the tickets, the travel, and so forth and so on. So it's tough when you cram it into 1 week, which we've had that before, but that's not what it is now. So we space out a little bit. I think it's fine.
Yeah, and so the guys were saying that the game plans were basically in. Now it's just pretty much taking care of business, fine-tuning. Is that pretty much the way the process will work this week when you guys are in Atlanta?
I don't know if I would say that, but, we've spaced it out. We have a schedule that we're on in terms of game planning and practicing and so forth, and so that's what we'll do.
You know, a lot of talk about experience leading up to this game, and I don't know if you think it matters at all going into it, but is the week leading up to the Super Bowl where the experience might help in that you know what to expect, whether it be organizing tickets and family? There seems to be a lot of chaos. So that experience leading up to the game, is that maybe would be beneficial?
I don't know. I mean, some people have been through it, some people haven't, but it is what it is. So we all have things that we have to work through, and both teams have them, so it's all the same. We'll just I'm sure everybody will get through it, and we'll be ready to go on Sunday night.
Thought it was interesting, Bill, talking about Wade Phillips this past week. You were talking about him, how you've had to change stuff defensively, and he's basically run the same thing for 30 years. Maybe beyond that, because a lot of the stuff he picked up from his dad, right? Some of that stuff.
Some of it, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you tell me, he does the same thing, and he has over 30 years. My guess is you have gone through the video files, and you probably have seen everything that Wade Phillips is going to throw at you on Sunday. Advantage, or do you look at it and say, maybe he does alter something?
Well, I think he has enough in his system that he doesn't need, he's faced everything over the course of his career, scrambling quarterbacks, deep ball guys, running games, you name it. He's seen all that. So within his system, he has ways to do the things that he wants to do, and he doesn't do them all every week. He does what he feels like he needs and how he sees his team match up against your team, and so that's we'll see a lot different defense than what we saw when he was in Denver But it's still his same system. He just would apply it differently, and obviously has a different personnel now that he had in Denver. So I think his system is good, and it has a breadth to it that handles a lot of different situations. And when he needs to go to certain things, he has them in place, and he goes to them.
You know, would you compare Wade Phillips, the way he runs his defense, kind of like the way the Dolphins used to run their defense, as far as just lining up, playing it, and just letting their personnel make the plays instead of scheming people to death? Like, okay, we're not going to try hide anything. We're going to line up, and we're going to play you.
Oh, I think they have a lot more scheme than, you know, the Dolphins. Now, the Dolphins lined up the defense you're referring to when Jimmy was there,
yeah,
right, which is what he ran at Dallas. They lined up the same every time. They did basically three different things out of it, and it was hard to tell the difference between those three things until after the ball was snapped, and sometimes well after the ball was snapped. Now, they were playing against different formations, and it was a different little different game, similar to Buddy Ryan's defense, which was geared and very successful to stop a certain type of offense as the offense has evolved. You know, that type system was a little bit less successful, and it really is not used much anymore. So, you know, look, every system has their strengths and has their weaknesses. And as a coach, you have to deal with the weaknesses within your scheme somehow, whether that's making an internal adjustment or changing your scheme so you go to something else if that's hurting you.
So one of the guys actually pretty really familiar with Aqib Talib. I just love it when he just talks. I can't wait for the press conferences because I just think his voice is unique. People love this guy around here. What is something that you learned maybe about Aqib Talib that you didn't know after coaching him for a few years, and what do you expect out of him?
Yeah, well, he was great to coach. Really, he's a great player, and he's very, very competitive, ultra-competitive. So that's, I would say, you might know a guy's competitive until you're with him day-to-day. You don't really, maybe can't put an exact value on that or base quantify it, but he's the very top in terms of competitors. So, and I'm sure he'll play hard this week.
I just like hearing him talk.
Oh, I love
he's
it.
Funny. He's funny. He is a funny guy.
I mean, what were those conversations like?
They're great.
Did you understand everything?
Yeah. Did you
or
get
did
it?
You just nod when you weren't sure.
Yeah. No. He could. He would speak directly.
Yeah. I can imagine.
It wasn't like there was no reading between the lines. So it was pretty clear.
So yeah. Teams were able to run earlier in the year against the Rams, and something has changed over the last 3 or 4 weeks. We know the front. We know how good they are, how talented they are. But have you seen any change in that? Now it's much more difficult to run against that Ram defense than it was even 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Well, I would just say overall defensively, they've played a lot more zone in the second half of the season than they played in the first half of the season. So that would be a run. I mean, they've played well in the second half of the season, but it's been much heavier zone.
Coach, that being the case, you know, you're comparing the first half of the season to the second half of the season. Is there I guess, what are you trying to look at as far as tendencies? Do you still go back to, like, the last six games? Or are you looking at maybe week 8 when they played against Green Bay and looking at the way they played against them as just a reference? Or is it because it almost feels like it's tougher to game plan for Super Bowl based on just all the information that you have.
Yeah, you're right. I think this game with the extra time to prepare does change the coaching aspect of it a little bit. You're looking at a lot of plays, you know, well over 1,000 plays on offense and defense. They're only going to run 60 in the game, so let's call it. So you've got way more information than you can possibly use or that they can possibly – things that they can possibly do. So you have to decide what you think they're going to do. And then there's always, you know, I'd say a copycat element to this game. You have time to probably put in something that you haven't done. Based on a weakness that you identify in your opponent. And so there's no way they can prepare for that because you haven't shown it. So a little bit like opening day. Different because the teams are a lot further along, but similar to opening day where you have time to prepare and do something without showing it.
A couple years ago, I think when Aaron Donald was, I don't know, maybe a sophomore or something like that, I ended up taking this tour of Pitt when Paul Chris was the head coach. I just asked him, you know, who should I be looking at? And he said, this guy over here. And literally, I found out that it was Aaron Donald. Watched him through the drills, defensive tackle, and the practice ended. And here's Aaron Donald running with the wide receivers. Big, huge guy that he is. I just thought it was amazing that a guy with his size, I mean, he's not like a very tall guy, how unbelievably athletic he is. It's just, have you ever, I mean, could you compare him to, you know, a guy in the past, maybe a Warren Sapp type of guy? Like, who would you compare him to?
Yeah, Sapp is a lot bigger than him. You know, Randall. But he's very quick,
John
very
Randall.
Athletic.
Yeah.
And he's a hard guy to block. I mean, he's just a hard guy to block. He was, besides all of his athletic ability and his physical skills, he's a very instinctive and smart player. He knows where the guys are coming from. He knows, you know, when to cross face, when to back door, when to dip and play with power, when to use his quickness, that type of thing. So he's very instinctive. He reads plays well. Thinks, so you think counter plays like screens and draws and things like that would work well against him, and traps and all that. And I would say he plays those very well, for as aggressive as he is on everything else. So this guy's a really, he's a great football player. He's very good, as good a defensive player as we've seen all year.
You know, as a coach, you talk about the distractions throughout a week, but do you like the off week, or would you just say rather just after 1 week put the game plan in and go play football?
I think this is a 2 week event, we've done it in 1 week. I've been involved in a couple of those, look, whatever it is, it is.
But I'm just saying, people might say, well, you could put a game plan together in a week where the extra week actually helps the other guy catch up. So I'm just saying,
yeah, like, it doesn't really care. It doesn't matter what I think. It's whatever the game is, it is, and yeah, we're going to show up and play it. So we don't have any control over that, so I'm not worried about it.
You talk about this all year long. Our goal is to get better every single week, to improve in all facets of the game. You're healthier now than you had been all season long. But I'm wondering if there's anything you can pinpoint during the course of the season where you sat there and you watched the growth of this team. Because we were comparing it, others were, to 09, some of the teams that had not been that successful in your run here. This is obviously not one of those teams. So what was it you can pinpoint and said, man, this is how we all came together?
It's a long year. There's a lot of things that happen over the course of the year. I don't think there's any one magical moment. Just grind it out day after day. I never saw this team like the 09 team. I don't know why anybody would say that, but I don't know.
Well, you know what it was. They had the video and the audio of you on the sideline in New Orleans, because we talked to you about it one Monday, and people take that and suddenly they look at, oh, the team's not winning, and oh, this must be the same thing. But you obviously, I remember that day, you said, nope, nothing like that.
Yeah, I never saw that, but you know, I'm just the coach. I'm not really.
I think you see some of this stuff. I do. Yeah.
I would say that it's a long, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, and there are a lot of things that happen to the team over the course of the year, Christian, as you know well, and you have your ups and downs, and you have different circumstances and situations and, you know, things that you learn from as a team. Could be on a practice field, could be off the field, could be in a game, could be on the road, could be anywhere. And in the end, they all are part of your experience. And, you know, we've had a good one this year. Hopefully we can use all those things to put our best game out there next Sunday night against the Rams. That's our goal.
Yeah, you know, I hear you saying that, and I'm like, man, but it seems like the players have like a different approach based on what we've been talking about, because I feel like that, you know, a lot of people in the city have been critical, overly critical of this team based on maybe we're seeing ghosts, who knows, but it seems like that the team has embraced this underdog mentality. And it really seems to be working for them, because you hear the sound clips, you know, you're too old, I'm too, we don't have any skill, we don't have a defense, and they're vocally saying it after games. Have you seen that with these guys? Us against the world mentality?
Well, I think this team has plenty of confidence in each other and themselves. So that's what's really important. In all honesty, Christian, we don't really sit around and talk about what everybody else is talking about.
Our name never comes up. You don't ever mention us.
Look, everybody hears things, but it's not like we sit around and we try to spend our time getting ready for our opponent. And you know, preparing for the job that we have to do. And we all have an important job, whether it's a player, coach, whatever position or group it's with, and everybody's trying to do their best. So that's what we'll do this week.
You know, I know you're getting ready for the Rams, and everything is focused on them, but I don't know if you've seen TV, but have you had a moment? Do you ever just sit back and just, I can't believe I'm going to the ninth Super Bowl now in 18 years? Like, where it's just, I know you're focused on it, but has there been a moment still where you can't believe you're doing this again and realize maybe what's been happening here for 18 years and how special it is? Was that for afterwards?
Yeah, well, look, every time you go, it's a privilege. It's a great experience and a privilege to go. So I know we feel blessed as a team, as an organization, as a family to be able to experience this. And just say to me, the overriding feeling is you want to put your very best into it because, you know, what's at stake. And this is what you've worked all year. And in some cases, your whole life for is to be in this position. So you want to. You want to do your very best and leave it all out there Sunday night with whatever your best effort is.
No driver of the week question of the week. I decided it was really cool. You know, here's Sean McVay, you know, young coach. I think he's about a year and a half older than Steven, your son. Do you ever look across the field, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here, and say, wow, at some point in time, that could be you going against your own son based on the experience that he's getting and just how surreal moment that could be. I mean, you know, your hopes and dreams for him. Does that ever play into your mind at all? Like what he can accomplish?
Yeah, I'd say I'd probably just try to stay more in the moment. Look, Sean's done a great job. And I know his grandfather, John, well, had a good relationship with John and some of the other people that he worked with through the course of his career. And I remember the day when I was the youngest coach in the National Football League. That was obviously a long, long time ago, but, you know, I remember that, and everybody saying, oh, how do you relate to the players? They're older than you are. They know more than you do. They've, you know, you didn't play, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, that's just part of, you know, the course of your career. And, you know, look, there's a lot of great young coaches in the National Football League. I think all of them are probably, you know, in kind of the same general area that we all were when we were in our late 20s, 30s, and so forth, is, you know, you're just trying to help your team. You're trying to improve your career and establish yourself both for your own confidence and credibility and to help the team that you're with. And I think probably everybody, most coaches fall into that category. So, you know, again, Sean's done a great job. He's gotten a great opportunity at a young age. He's deserved it, and he's done extremely well with it. And, you know, I commend him for all that he's accomplished. They have a great football team, and they're very, very well coached. And, you know, I think Sean's done a great job, he and his staff. So, looking forward to the matchup.
It's kind of interesting because that's going to be a big talking point, I think, in Atlanta this week. The old veteran, great coach, the master, the Zen versus this young up-and-coming kid. Did you ever feel when you were that up-and-coming kid that you were ever overwhelmed on a football field with a guy across the field?
Well, I mean, look, every week's a challenge in the National Football League. Doesn't matter what you're up against. There's a big challenge. But when I was a defensive coordinator at the Giants, you know, the people on the other side of the field calling plays, Bill Walsh, Joe Gibbs, Tom Landry, and, you know, I mean, I realized that, like, okay, here we are, we're game planning against Landry, or we're game planning against Joe Gibbs, or we're game planning against Bill Walsh. That was the competition then, you know, and so, but again, it was obviously never me against them. It's never the coach against the coach. It's players against players and team against team. Certainly don't want me out there blocking or tackling. That wouldn't be good for any of us. But the competition of, you know, trying to put your team in a competitive position is, you know, it really, in the end, it doesn't matter whether it's Bill Walsh or Tom Landry. It could be any offensive coordinator or any defensive coordinator. People wouldn't have those jobs in this league if they weren't good coaches and qualified and hadn't done enough to get into those spots. So I respect everybody, and in the end, it's really about doing the best that you can, regardless of who's on the other side of the field.
Congratulations getting here once again, and good luck in the game next Sunday. And it's been great sitting down here every Monday, being able to talk some football, and hope we get the opportunity to do it again.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we've had these last few weeks to do it. It's been great.
Got one more.
Good luck.
Go get them.
Thank you. All right, appreciate it.
We'll talk to
all right,
you. Bill Belichick right here on OMF.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.